USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
8 days after the death of George Floyd, while in Minneapolis police custody, protests last night in cities around the country stayed largely peaceful. This is the sound of protesters outside Trump Tower in New York City last evening. There were stricter curfews in many cities and still less rioting than in previous nights. President Trump says he will move this year's GOP convention from Charlotte, North Carolina, to another venue where a normal full-capacity convention can be held. That after North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper said again last night that he can't guarantee the August event plan for Charlotte would be at full capacity because of the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of nature. No question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good. I couldn't live without it, basically. I thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Joe Biden, the big winner in primaries held in 7 states yesterday. He's now just 100 delegates short of officially winning the Democratic nomination. The U.S. Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, says violent protests in response to George Floyd's death are pushing the U.S. further and further away from progress.
This selfish violence takes us farther away from any national healing or forward progress. It does not bring positive change any closer. It simply pushes it farther away.
McConnell speaking at a Senate session yesterday, addressing the long Congress to-do list, which addresses not just the violent nationwide protests, but also working on the CARES Act and reopening the United States after the coronavirus pandemic. He says there is plenty of work to do, and they still have items on the agenda from long before the pandemic began. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A former Defense Department official resigning from an advisory committee after the forcible removal of protesters from in front of the White House on Monday evening. James Miller resigning his position on the Defense Science Board. His letter of resignation is published in the Washington Post, in which he blames Defense Secretary Mark Esper of violating his oath by backing the use of rubber bullets and flashbangs on peaceful protesters. Miller did serve as the Undersecretary of Defense for policy from 2012 to 2014. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the United States is on track to get a couple hundred million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine by early 2021. The nation's top infectious disease specialist making the revelation yesterday during a virtual Q&A with the Journal of the American Medical Association. He added by mid-summer of this year, the possible formula is expected to be tested on nearly 30,000 volunteers between ages 18 and 55. Volunteers include people over that age bracket as well with underlying health conditions. And a father-to-be taking heat on the internet for wanting to name his baby Cube, as in Rubik's Cube. He's said to be a math genius. It would be great, and he thought it would be cute to reference that in his name. But the wife says she'd rather call her son anything than what he's suggesting. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.